All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This is The Raven. This is Sunday, January the 12th, 2014. And this is Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. We have been, over the past several shows, reading and discussing Miklos Nieslis, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. And we're going to continue until we have heard every word. As you will see, if you listen along with me, is precious, a gift we had no reason to hope for. Thank you, Miklos. Thank you. And this is not about some flaw in the character of Germans. Please, I hope nobody ever thought that. Or not even a flaw in the heart of certain misguided people. There is a reason why it captured a state. And not just in Germany. As we're going to be discussing, once we get further along in our discussion of democracy, we're going to be looking at Diana Spearman's Modern Dictatorship. And I'm trying to put as much of it, type as much of it up and put it online as possible. Check it out on the page I put up called Founding and Realizing a Test Site. Because I think we have to get clear on what democracy is in order for us to see the path forward. Because as long as we're stuck, it's like being, we're in this skip, like on the old 33 albums. You know, we're stuck in that track, repeating ourselves over and over and over. And it needs our conscious discussions to push us out of that robotic response that we've been trained in, which is fix the state, please the masters, please our fathers, i.e. founding fathers, the statesmen. We've been trained to please, to serve, and doubt ourselves because that's how we've been conditioned to be. And we're going to be challenging that, obviously. Pondering particularly the words from last week's show, power wants to control the so-called knowledge resources of the world, which means they want to control the so-called grunt work of the world. The reality that there can't be exclusive thinkers without debased exclusive so-called grunts, so-called thinkers. And Auschwitz shows us that this is what they want. This is what rulers want. Whatever the legitimating ideology, it tends. Class itself is based on the notion of inherent difference between intellectual and manual labor. Goes back at least as far as Plato with the notion of citizen and barbarians, those who do the thinking, those who carry out the orders of those who do the thinking. That is the essential mindset, necessary mindset of class. It's inherent in all of its ideologies, not just fascism. And she has a chapter called Autocratic Tendencies in Democracy. And I don't agree with her 100%. But she was writing as this was unfolding. And so there's a, what's the right word? There is a intensity or potency, because she's so close to it as it's happening, that makes it also a precious gift, a very precious gift. And she shows that this was unfolding as a global tendency inherent in class. She would call it inherent in even the notion of there being a state.